Mr. Preval's supporters are demanding he be declared winner of the February 7th presidential election and have taken to the streets in sometimes violent protests. Many believe Haitian authorities are unwilling to declare Mr. Preval an outright winner and are trying to force a second round. The latest vote count shows Mr. Preval with about 49% of the ballots, just short of the majority needed to win outright. Leslie Maniga, a former president who campaigned hard before the election, has about 12% of the vote. Mr. Preval is viewed by his supporters as a champion of the poor and a protege of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who stepped down 2 years ago in the face of an armed uprising. Mr. Preval, who once served as Mr. Aristide's prime minister, governed the country as president between 1996 and 2000. He is reported to have put some distance between himself and Mr. Aristide. As tensions rise in Haiti, Mr. Preval met with a group of ambassadors and United Nations officials to discuss the situation. At the State Department, spokesman Sean McCormick Tuesday declined to comment directly on Mr. Preval's charges of election fraud.
The initial reports that we had back were that the elections were largely free and fair. There were some incidents of violence, but we're going to withhold final judgment on the elections until all the questions that have arisen concerning the elections have been answered and addressed by the Haitian Electoral Commission.
Meanwhile, Mr. Preval has urged his supporters to demonstrate peacefully and avoid violence. Bill Rogers, VOA News.